You know, fruit is pretty good. I know, only brave takes here. But of the wide variety of fruit, ranging massively in taste, cost, juiciness, texture, there's only one fruit that, in my mind, rules supreme over all of them. And it's not even my favorite. I mean, it's my second favorite. Apples. Now, you might disagree with me on that, but you can't deny how varied and useful apples can be. But which one of them is the best? Which one do I think reigns supreme as the king, or queen, of apple kind? Let's figure that out. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Wait At. I have been having a really fucky couple of weeks, so it's good to be back in the recording seat. Unfortunately, I don't have much of a Halloween episode that I planned out besides the short that I made, but hey, I mean, there's next year. Until then, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more episodes. Make sure to send in emails and respond to the poll and the community tab. Also, check out Mystic Luna at their Shopify in the description, and go watch Win Kashka on Twitch and catch up on VODs on YouTube. Also, I believe it was last week, I shouted out Dude Diamond. He is, I think, still uploading. He might be uploading some more this week, but, you know, make sure to check him out too. And, yeah, with that, let's get into the episode. Okay, so how do we determine, through rigorous science and advanced statistical analysis, which apple is the best? A tier list, as is traditional. Now, we're not just going to be going off of some vague idea of a good apple. No, we have a few categories we're going to be going through for a final grade on the tier list. Of course, the first is taste. If an apple doesn't taste good, it doesn't get to wear the crown. Then there's texture. What's the mouthfeel of an apple? This one is especially important to me, given that I am autistic. And so it gets its own category. Next is hardness, which is twofold. The first half of how hard it is to cut and prepare. The second half is how much it feels like it wants to crack my teeth open. Because I'm paranoid about losing my teeth. And yes, I know that's weird that a bear is paranoid about that, but it's true. The next category is sexiness, which is how good it looks and how much it looks like an apple, not how much I want to fuck the apple, although that's also certainly possible. Next is how appealing the name is, which should be pretty obvious, and then finally, multi-toolitude, which is how much you can use the apple for besides just eating it raw. This is everything from cooking to beating fascists in the goddamn face. And let's list the competitors before we get into the tier list. We got Gala, Fuji, Red Delicious, Granny Smith, Golden Delicious, Honey Crisp, Pink Lady, Envy, Sugar Bee, and Cosmic Crisp. So let's go in order of apple, beginning with Gala. And starting off with taste. See, Galas have a pretty good taste, although, while it is good and is very sweet, it almost immediately vanishes, which for me puts it at a C tier. And that goes, and that goodwill gets ruined with the texture. Gala apples are so fucking weirdly soft and mealy that is somehow extremely soft and feels like wet sand in my mouth, but also kind of being hard to bite. Like, it just crumbles into dust and sand as you chew. F-tier texture. Speaking of which, as far as the hardness goes, it's super fucking weird. Because as much as it turns into fucking sand in your mouth, it's really sturdy. Like, kind of hard to cut into and a pain in the ass to bite through. D-tier. That being said, it's a pretty good-looking apple with a pretty nice name, both of which give it a B-tier in both sexiness and name. And as far as multi-toolitude goes, it gets a nice B-tier. A-tier in cooking, because it's pretty popular for a lot of dips, salads, savory dishes, and sauces, but a C-tier for other uses. This is a pretty bad throwing apple, since it'd just crumble into sand. But because they're pretty resilient otherwise, they're pretty good for carving and decor, giving it a C-tier. All added up together, this comes to a C-tier apple. Pretty good for just being awful on the texture. Fuji, our next up, however, is pretty sweet and stays sweet the whole time. But I'm not going to say that's the best apple ever. The only thing that really detracts from it is the aftertaste, where it gets this weird kind of mealy, bland, vaguely earth taste that I'm not a huge fan of. But as long as you keep eating it, it doesn't really get stronger, so it's easy to deal with and ignore. B tier. And the texture matches that. They're kind of soft, but not in a bad way, so B tier there too. Now that being said, the softness doesn't make it crisp like a good apple, but they are really easy to cut and bite into, making it a C tier on hardness as well. As far as the aesthetics goes, Fuji apples sure fucking look like an apple. Not like the best apple. I mean, I might be able to resist if a strange old woman offers me this one in the woods, but it's not the worst apple I've seen. B tier. The name, though? Fucking A tier name. It gives a vague tropical exotic vibe for what is essentially just a normal ass apple. So now, multi-toolitude. Fuji are actually an excellent cooking apple from what I've been able to find. Pretty good middle ground that goes well with both sweet and savory things. And there's plenty of recipes pairing it with meats, cheeses, soups, desserts, grains, and even other fruit. It's an A tier on that half. The other half, however, not so good. Because even though Fujis don't brown too fast, they are pretty soft, meaning most crafting uses aren't viable, even with the common uses for apples and crafts. F tier, which puts the multi-toolitude score at a C. And all of that puts Fujis at a total of a B tier. Next is Red Delicious, and as I'm sure most of you are going to applaud, that's a goddamn lie of a name. It starts off sweet when it initially hits your tongue, but the second you start thinking, oh, this is actually a good piece of fruit, it suddenly changes and turns so sour and bitter that honestly is hard to swallow. Who the fuck bred this thing into existence? F tier. Now the texture is also an F tier. This shit is actually almost exactly like the Gala, just turns to fucking sand in your mouth. Sour, bitter sand. Hardness is also an F tier, because holy shit, is this son of a bitch hard to bite into. F tier again. Now, here's the deal. So far, it's all been F tier. But as far as aesthetic goes, this shit is the apple. They are mostly the same or similar shapes in a deep red color. So, A tier sexiness, but a C tier name, because it is a great name for a piece of fruit if it weren't a fucking lie. And these apples aren't very good for cooking, since while their flesh is very hard, their skin is super soft. Meaning, if you cook them in anything, they will just turn to sludge. While keeping them raw, you can only really use them for snacking, salads, and dips if you like the taste, making it a C tier. However, because they're good apples for lots of arts and crafts, especially because they brown slowly, meaning making them great for all of your apple crafts and utility, like keeping fruit and baked goods fresh. Also, the perfect apple to throw at a fascist. Gross and hard. So, all of that adds up to a So all of that adds up to a total multi-toolitude of a B tier, and an overall score of a D. Which is really shit, but hey, they at least have some good sides. Now we move on to Granny Smith. So, taste-wise, it is extremely sour and tart, but in a good way. And as a slut for sour candy, I fucking love it. Although it will make your mouth hurt so fucking bad by the end of it. S-tier taste. Texture-wise, it's also really great. Crunch you all the way through, just like what you want for an apple. So, A-tier there. Unfortunately, the hardness makes this apple super fucking scary to eat. It cuts, like, the shell of sourdough bread all the way through, which is insane. And I literally couldn't bite into it. I had to bite into the edge from the half that I cut in order to get into it and through the skin. So, F-tier hardness, but B-tier on sexiness. See, this is an apple I'd accept from a weird old lady in the middle of the woods. It's a good-looking apple. It also gets an A-tier name. It's a sweet and gentle name that makes you feel nice and happy inside. And it's going to be an overall A-tier multi-toolitude too, but an S-tier on the cooking side of it. It is one of the best cooking and baking apples ever. It is bred for it. It browns slowly, keeps its shape and crunch, and stays crisp in the oven, making it amazing in food. Now, the only reason it's not an S-tier for other things with arts and crafts or throwing is because it's fucking tasty. That would be a waste. Also, if you hit someone in the head with this, it might actually just kill them. Which brings us to the Golden Delicious, which was very, very disappointing according to my audio notes. And no, you will not be hearing those. The taste is okay, but the aftertaste is both bad and sticks around for a long time. So C tier on that, but making it worse is the fucking texture. While a Red Delicious is like putting sand in your mouth, a Golden Delicious is like putting wet flour and cornstarch in your mouth. And sure, that sounds like it would be the same, but the Golden Delicious tastes subtly like food. F tier. But it is easy to cut, and while I wouldn't really call it a golden color, it isn't too bad. Kind of a pimply apple, but it's not consistent across all of them that I got. So, A tier hardness, B tier sexiness. Now the name, however, a big fucking lie. Calling this Golden Delicious is not as big of a lie as calling Red Delicious its name, but it's not much better. C tier. Multi-toolitude, C overall, because sure, it's good as a general eating apple if you're into wet flour and a sticky aftertaste. It's not really useful or stands out for the utility stuff like arts and crafts, which puts it overall as a C tier apple. And now, you have my favorite apple, which is going to be surprising given the grade that it gets at the end. Honeycrisp. And for taste, it's A-tier. Super sweet, no weird aftertaste, and just an excellent taste all around. And it's the same for texture. Crunchy, but easy to bite into. Exactly what you want from a good apple. And on top of that, it doesn't disintegrate into your mouth. Now, while it's still good on the hardness, given that it's easy to bite into, this shit is fucking sturdy when it comes to trying to cut into it. Which drops it slightly to a B for hardness. Now, here's a place where my bias is going to overpower any kind of reason. Because the look of it isn't anything special, and in fact, usually looks kind of middle of the road and average. But I'm putting it at a B tier because I like them. Now, name? The name is fucking fantastic. It's very appetizing and not at all a lie. A tier. Multi-toolitude, though, is unfortunately a C-tier. Because the only superpower it really has that other apples don't is that it smells really strong. So it makes a great air freshener. And while it can be cooked in all the same ways as other apples, it's a bit more limited since it really only shines with something sweet. So, good for smoothies, apple juice, and sweets, but not much besides that. Which overall means it's a B tier. Next is the Pink Lady, which for taste starts off as a B tier. It's mildly sweet, but otherwise pretty good. Until it turns brown, which happens faster than I know when an attractive person tells me to bark. Then, much like me, it's a bland, slightly moldy-tasting potato that does nothing but sit there. So, C tier. However, the texture is very good. It stays very crunchy and is a solid B tier. And while it's a hard apple to cut, it's actually extremely forgiving and good on the teeth and jowls, meaning that, unlike other hard apples to cut, it's actually enjoyable to eat. Assuming you can actually get some good chomps in before the motherfucker turns to starch. B tier. Now, unlike what the name suggests, this is not a fuckable apple. It's pretty dumpy looking as far as apples go. And don't worry, I'll use that kind of language for people. If you haven't noticed, apples tend to not care when you call it dumpy and frumpy. So, C tier. Now for that name. It's a good name for a fruit, if you're into putting your dick in it. But it's a little weird otherwise. We can still give it a B tier, though. But that's just for you fruit fuckers out there. And finally, for multitoolitude, it gets an A tier. Because Pink Ladies are probably one of the best apples you could use for sweet tart purposes that aren't baking. Craft-wise, but it's pretty hard, meaning you could use it for stamps and similar crafts while still being soft enough if you're not going to stab yourself through the hand trying to cut it. Which, altogether, gives us a B tier for the Pink Lady. And now we move on to the Envy Apple, which surprisingly gets a meh from me for taste. It tastes good, but isn't all that sweet. It really lures you in with the sweet, and then it just suddenly tart. Not really for me, because it's just kind of bland. It would be really good in something, though, so B tier. Texture, though, the texture is fucking excellent. This is a really great and really crisp texture that sells it very well. S tier. Now, for hardness, it's very easy to cut, but holy shit is this dense. It's pretty hard to bite through even just the flesh, but it's not going to feel like it's trying to pull out your teeth, so it's not going to come apart unless you really want it. So, C tier. But the important question, is this apple sexy? Maybe? Not really. I mean, it doesn't look like a classic apple shape, but that is not a bad looking apple. In fact, it looks pretty damn good. B tier. As far as names go, absolute A tier. This is a fucking fantastic name for an apple. Envy? Are you shitting me? A sin reference with an apple in my Christian Minecraft server? Absolutely genius. Now, since it doesn't brown very quickly, it's a great apple for cooking where you want a dense apple that's going to be exposed to the air. Making a great garnish, topping, drink mixer, pretty good in pies, apple cakes, and food art. However, it also doesn't really have any utility superpowers, meaning you'd use it like other apples that you've decided to waste as a decoration, giving it a solid B tier overall. And now the Sugar Bee, which was actually surprising, because I thought it was a Honeycrisp at first, which is, you know, kind of ironic considering the name. It's a clear A tier for taste. It's very sweet and juicy, but not an overpowering flavor at all. Which is, again, surprising considering the hype I've heard for it was that it tasted just like candy. Now, texture is also getting an A tier for similar reasons. It's very crisp and crunchy and also very juicy. Just what a growing bear wants. Hardness is also an A tier, being easy to bite into but sturdy to cut. Now, it also has a really strong apple name, earning it an A tier there as well. Unfortunately, it gets brought down to B tier for two things. One, aesthetically, they're kind of both boring and all over the place. It doesn't look ugly or gross, but it's also not apple-shaped and not particularly consistently a single shape, giving a B tier on sexiness. And while it would get an A tier from multi-toolitude, since it's great for snacks and cooking, it again isn't great for anything else, scoring it a solid B. So, B tier overall. And finally is our Cosmic Crisp, an apple with an amazing taste. See, it tricks you at first into thinking it's going to be normal, and then boom, it smacks you directly in the teeth with a super rich, sweet taste that fades into an aftertaste of like a flowery, artificial apple. So, S tier. Unfortunately for texture, it's B tier. Because sure, its taste is super good and the texture is crunchy just in the way you want. But it dries your mouth the fuck out. Which is really weird, and I have never had that happen before. But still, pretty good. Now it's also easy to cut and bite, but deceptively so. Because it's like rock hard until you put the exact amount of force in you need to chew it, and then it just parts like the Red Sea and or your mom's legs. Which means the odds of cutting yourself or chipping a tooth is pretty high. So be careful with this one. B tier. It's also pretty good as far as sexiness goes. It's like a Honeycrisp, but with richer colors. So again, B. However, it gets an S tier for the name. Because that is a very, very cool name. Whoever named this needs a raise. And for multi-toolitude, it's a B tier. Because while its utility is the same as other apples, it's wasted on that. But for its cooking uses, I mean, also kind of wasted. Because it's great for snack trays, to be paired with drinks, as a garnish, or in baking. But it doesn't hold up as well as apples that were bred for those things. So, yes, very good for your needs, but honestly, just eat it. Don't try to make it fancy. A tier overall. So then, where does this leave us at the end? Well, with no S or F tiers. So let's just remove those. In our A tier, we got Granny Smith and Cosmic Crisp. In B tier, we have Fuji, Honeycrisp, Pink Lady, Envy, and Sugarbee. A highly stacked top tiers, but I mean, what do you expect for apples? They're really good fruit. C tier has Gala and Golden Delicious, and finally, all alone in D tier is Red Delicious, as it deserves. And there you have it. At the end of our tier list, and the 10 most common apples ranked. If you disagree with me, let me know in the comments, and give your own tier list. And also, if you're worried about food waste, don't worry. All apples discussed will be and have been being used. Apples that we didn't like are being organically taken care of, not just thrown out. At least if the local wildlife would hurry the fuck up and eat it, those fucking cretins. Anyways, thank you for listening. If you have opinions, improvements, corrections, and anything else you want to talk about, comment below or email me at waytappods@gmail.com. That is waytatpods@gmail.com. And remember to like, share, and subscribe for more. And follow my podcast feed for audio versions, and come back next time when I make Super Soldiers. War crimes included. Have a good night, don't murder, have fun, and remember, honestly, no matter what you do to an apple, there is probably no way to actually fuck it in a way that's comfortable for you. You're much better, like, taking, like, a larger piece of fruit. This has been Why Aren't You Talking About This? I've been your host, William. Good night.